With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Economist Steve Moore is calling out blue state governors who ran as centrists but are governing as liberals. He cites Virginia's Abigail Spanberger in particular.
She promised she would govern from the middle, and she hasn't even been in office for 1 month yet. And she's got a litany of so many taxes, hotel taxes, dog grooming taxes, dog walking taxes, more property taxes, this tax, that tax, Uber taxes, all of the any FedEx taxes, anything that's delivered, you're going to pay a tax on it.
He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Department of Homeland Security says 70% of those people being picked up across the nation by ICE these days are wanted for crimes. Tricia McLaughlin is DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs.
By no means does it mean that those 30% are innocent individuals. And oh, by the way, every single one of them committed a crime by illegally entering or remaining in our country.
She made her comments to the Salem Radio Network as well. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaishi's governing coalition is almost certain to win a single-party majority, and a big one, in a key parliamentary election being run today in Japan. NHK, the public television station, and other major networks are citing exit polls to say that Takaishi's ruling coalition, led by her Liberal Democratic Party, will probably win well over two-thirds of the 465-seat lower house, the more powerful of the country's two-chamber parliamentary system. A jury has found former Major League Baseball star Yasiel Puig guilty of obstruction of justice and lying to federal officials investigating an illegal gambling operation. The verdict comes after a multi-week trial that featured testimony from Major League Baseball officials. Puig could get as many as 20 years behind bars. This is SRN News. After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces go along with the rupture remains to be seen. Some members of GAFCON say they want to take a wait-and-see attitude. Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco of Heaven and Hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during the three-month cleaning. The Vatican Museums say the scaffolding will partially obstruct the view of the fresco, but people can take a look anyway. Cleaning crews will remove microparticle buildup on the plaster from so many people visiting. Michelangelo painted the famous ceiling, which includes the creation of Adam, between 1508 and 1512. He returned later to paint The Last Judgment. This is SRN News. Syria and Saudi Arabia ink a multi-billion-dollar investment agreement.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi telecom company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 8th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including movie composer John Williams, 94 years old, is he? Broadcast journalist Ted Koppel turns 86 today. Author John Grisham is 71. Basketball Hall of Famer Alonzo Mourning has 56 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.